And we're just about set to bring in Tony Brown, the eighth-year head coach. Boy, that seems hard to believe, Tony. 8 years at O'Leary. How is that possible?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Longevity.
If you don't know, I don't know.
Perseverance.
Right.
I just had a tooth pull, so bear with me, guys.
Oh, well, yeah. Gee, thanks for coming out. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Tell us about this year's group.
Well, it's a culmination of several things. You know, we're adding some juniors that played really well last year to our senior group that we have. We got a new kid who came in. She's tough. We've already scrimmaged last week and last Saturday as well. So we went up and scrimmaged Toledo, Waite, and Sandusky, which was really, really fast-paced, which was good for us to make us play a little harder. And then we went to Parma, Normandy on Saturday. We got the Clippers on Wednesday as well as Mansfield Comprehensive, and then we go to Medina Thursday. So, you know, the growing pains, we did a boot camp the first week. And so that was pretty tough. Challenge the kids, you know, to get up at 6 a.m. and, you know, get a workout in along with practice. So that was really rewarding, you know what I mean, to challenge them to see, what you know, if they had some gumption and some courage. So, you know, it was one of those things where it was like, let's get our group in, our coaches in, our T3 trainer, and get to work.
Coach, I see here that you said keys for this young team. You got a young team and you want to be up-tempo.
Yes.
I would think that that's got to be fun for the young ladies to play that type of style. Can you talk about that?
You know, the less onus you put on them to think and allow them to give them some freedom, gives them some anonymity a little bit, and they get to get out there and get up and down. And, you know, the game is 1.5 court, let's just be honest. But if you got kids that can, you know, challenge some kids defensively and dig in, and it just feeds to the fast pace that you want to play at, you know.
So, Coach, I've been, you know, social media nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your boot camp on Twitter. So a little bit more about that. Your idea came up with that, to have boot camp?
Well, you know, they do it. They don't call it boot camp in college. They call it something week. I can't say on the radio, but some stuff.
I'm going there. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, we made it something you see in colleges do it. We did it in college, and you know, you get that first week out of the way, you know, to get some physical stuff in, some lifting, some running, some sprints, and it was a good bonding time too.
Good turnout.
Absolutely, everybody was all on deck. Everybody was there.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, I know for a lot of schools right now, for girls basketball, you know, numbers seem to be an issue. But they can't get freshman JV,
for
varsity,
sure.
Or maybe you get two of the three, or, mm-hmm. or whatever. Just kind of where do you think the Elyria Pioneers are in that right now for this year?
Well, we didn't have freshmen, unfortunately.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where it wasn't having a freshman team that was tough. We didn't have a strong sophomore group. So we only bring back a couple sophomores, you know, and there were only 6 or 7 freshmen that played last year. We were really rolling the dice, rolling with like 8 girls a game. So it's just not what you want to have. It's a look for your program and your school district to have so few. And like I mentioned, when you don't have a strong sophomore base, it was we're either going to take the best freshmen and the handful of sophomores that we had and combine them, and that's what we did.
Plus nowadays, Coach,
mm-hmm.
it has to be seen too.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many freshman teams are out there.
No.
Especially in girls.
Right,
freshman,
right, right.
Freshman
right.
teams are kind of going mm-hmm. off to the side. Like
it
you
is.
Said.
It's sad.
If they're decent, usually going to be JV or varsity
sure.
anyway.
For
but,
sure.
Especially
for
sure. now with kids playing other sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Makes it tough.
Volleyball is a killer.
And basketball is a big sacrifice. It's a long season.
For sure.
I'm not telling you nothing new.
No. 8 years in, man. So yeah. It's like one of those things where you know, you get those kids, and we got a diamond in rough. We got a girl that's almost 6 foot freshman and was unsure of herself and didn't know if she wanted to play, and she ended up playing. And, you know, my coaching staff is incredible. Coach Bell and my son, Tone, and Katie Kelly, man, they do so much great things for us here in our program. And, you know, just getting those kids some ball handling and getting them some just basic skills. You know, nothing that, you know, to write home to mom about, but, you know, stuff that's going to pay dividends, you know, maybe their junior year.
Tony, how do you see the SWC now that you guys have been in it for a little bit? What, you know, where do you see the conference this year?
you know, it was one of those things where, you know, the teams have been playing pretty well. I mean, obviously, you know, Olmsted Falls and Midview doing their thing. So, you know, we know the names, we know the players, we know the people. So, you know, it's one of those conferences where, you know, seniors are gone and, you know, it's for the taking. You know, who's ever playing well at the right moments is going to do that. And it's not like, you know, so one-sided like Olmsted Falls has been for the last several years. You know, Paige Kohler's off at BG and, you know, some other girls have gone on and graduated, and so, you know, it's not so lopsided anymore.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the young ladies on this year's
My
team?
Pleasure.
Can you tell us a little bit about them and maybe, you know, what they bring to the table?
For sure. Chloe Troutman and Haley Hendricks have been with me since they were, you know, middle school kids. They've played, and, you know, that's the good thing about this group, man. And Soraya Drummer can shoot it, and, you know, Ava Wan is a taller girl that can shoot it. Maya Lund's been playing well. Myasia Pendergrass is a juggernaut on defense. She's fun to watch. Her energy level just heightens us in so many ways. And, you know, and Jay Witherspoon and Cam Scott and Tiaja Easley, they're starting to come into their own. And, you know, just getting those kids to play smarter and play harder, and it's something we've been honing in on. And Danielle Witten, she can put it on the deck. She can pull it. She's got some handles. She's got some work about her, and she's fun to watch. And Haley Hendricks is a longer guard, and she's always a blessing to watch. And to have a kid like Chloe Troutman, who's a softball kid, she just got back from Tennessee and Georgia and all that last week, and, you know, she went right back to shooting well. So we just gotta put the ball up.
I'm sure Rob asked the question. Are you a young coach, juniors, seniors on your roster? Are these kids young kids?
Well, we got five seniors, four juniors, and a sophomore. So we only go 10 deep, you know, which I like. You know, that doesn't make me happy to only have 10, but, you know, going 10 deep means everybody's going to play, everybody's going to contribute, everybody's going to get some opportunities to get out there and show what they can do. And, you know, you hit the ground running that way. To me, you know, that's just my opinion, but I'm really excited about this group, and we're really close. And I was just saying at our booster meeting that, you know, we go down Ohio State, and Coach McGuffin, those folks, man, have been always great to us. We go down and watch their practices, and we learn a lot, and we get our college visits in, and you know, just getting them a closer view of what the game looks like on a high level. And so those are some pluses. And like I said, we've gone to Louisville Pitt. We've gone to Toledo Duke last year, Louisville Ohio State. So we've Tennessee Ohio State. And so we just trying to, you know, hit the ground running and just keep it basketball. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Coach, I know you're on the disabled list tonight. First and foremost, I want to say thanks for coming out.
Absolutely.
But that does lead into, how's the health of the team as you head into the regular season?
So far.
Besides yours.
So far. My poor tooth and my crown and my feeling I got today. So far, so good, man. You know, Maya Lund took a little spill on Saturday on her tailbone, so she's icing it and getting rehab today. And we'll be ready to go here on November 29th when we head out to Brooklyn and play those ladies. And so it is – you know, taking care of little nagging injuries, you know, ankle here, elbow there. You know, we got a great team. Laura Breeze and Ann Hamker are phenomenal trainers at our building, and they take care of all of us.
Well, Tony, we really want to wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
I
know
it's a
tough night for you. And we want to remind all the Elyria Lady Pioneer fans, we've got the Elyria girls taking on North Olmsted. That'll be Saturday afternoon, December 9th, and
absolutely.
Best of luck to you
Thank you. Not only
that day, but all season.
For sure. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's our pleasure. That's Tony Brown, the eighth-year head coach of the Elyria Pioneers. We're going to take this time out.